This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, stop looking at my tooth. It's getting fixed. My boy Chef Sebastian,
yes,
in the building. Amen.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back. Amen. Listen, man, very special episode we boiled up for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about all the hard-hitting topics, man.
The origin of hamburgers.
Boiling a hamburger.
Tiny airplane seats.
Spirit Airlines.
Deuces the remix. Revisiting the Earth's layers.
And of course, man, shaking rump in sandwich shops. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Jump up in them comments, man. Leave them good reviews. Apple Music, Spotify.
Don't forget to bang that like button. Absolutely destroy that bell button, you know what I mean?
Besides that, man, have a wholesome time and enjoy this episode, man.
I saw you guys.
Locked in.
The episode is on fire.
The episode is on fire.
I thought that was Shelton. What the fuck?
Shalom.
Oh.
All day, man. You know what it is, man.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. The boys are back.
Well, it depends on who's watching.
What you mean by that?
The boys are in Toronto right now.
Yes.
Right.
You know when you lose something and you sometimes have to pawn it off to someone else and say, oh, no, you had it last. Just to hope, see if they bite.
Oh, yeah, but I'm professionally blocking that.
You ready to see my wallet? No, I'm like, you had it last. No, I didn't. Okay. Then it's still on me. I'm trying to set up this goddamn camera. Turn this bitch up because Jermaine said the tripod's too up. So I'm trying to get on eye level like how it is right there. And then the thing just wasn't tightening no more. And I look like I did it. I ain't do it, man.
It's true because it was up when we walked in.
Yeah, let the history show, man. I've been operating this tripod of mine for many years. Not a problem.
I do it, man.
Not a problem. But you have it too, so.
I have it at home. But the thing is, it did that to me. That's why I'm like, oh, let me get the Allen key because the crank is not cranking it, so the Allen key has to do it.
You might have stripped the screw.
Nah, I looked inside it. I wasn't even doing it that much.
You know what I mean? It got the joint with the joint, and this joint comes with this joint, so then this joint's tight, but then the arm still.
Damn.
Just like that, man.
Bro, I hate touching shit and it breaks because it's like. I know. I'll say
so you broke it.
I broke it.
So it's not even. It's not.
I didn't break it.
No, you like you broke it.
No,
not to say that you
broke it. That sentence.
You, like, you
I,
broke it. Didn't,
I
didn't
broke. Break.
It didn't break itself.
So what side?
Like you broke it, but you didn't break it.
Like it was time. Like, I think it was just time.
Yeah, it just.
I think it served its time.
You were the straw. You were the straw that.
I think it served its time.
Broke the camel's back.
I didn't break the camel.
We ain't using the camera.
Where's the camel? In the carver shop. Fuck. How much was it?
Same as yours, nigga.
Yeah, that was my next point.
So bring yours over. Get you a new one.
That was my next point. These things, man, like in life, sometimes you just need to go up, get the premium one. Cause that was $20.
No, that's the y'all mean.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, that's the.
Nah, I wouldn't go Lambo of arms.
Nah, it wasn't the Lambo
arms. That's a good.
It was 80.
Beamer, that's a Ford Beamer.
Avalanche. Yeah.
It was an 80 ball. Yeah. I got it too. But I was just I was confused on, like, why today? It didn't have to break today. We're already so stretched out.
You just got to have your pivot foot planted, man.
Yeah, but I seen it. I knew a trap, but you know when you're just not ready to let something go?
Right.
Yeah. Such as life,
still, man. You still working on it? Like, all right, trap box set up.
Fucking, or just, all right, it's gone.
It work,
man.
It don't work. I'm like we picking the camera.
It wasn't working, man. Yeah, it just, I tried, man. Yeah. But my shit, I'm telling you, my shit did that. Alan Key got it right.
Wait, so
it's
like
yeah, out of commission.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the commission.
Doing this and shit. New angle.
Yeah.
And they asked for an Allen key.
Nah, because the AC is going to get it right.
The what?
AK? God damn, yeah. That's AK. Man. I wanted to call it AC. Bro, I'm not here right now. The Allen key is always going to get it right.
Yeah.
And he went from saying, I haven't seen the Allen key in a minute, to pulling up a fucking... array, actually. Let me use the word array here.
A complete of keys.
I've never seen a kerfuffle.
You never use that, have you?
Nah, not though. I haven't accessed the Allen keys
yet.
Yeah,
that shit look fresh to
I got the toolbox and shit. I've been accessing my tools and shit, but I haven't gone to the Allen key thing. Like, it just came with every Allen key in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I had that until a few seconds ago. But it didn't even help today.
It didn't help at all. So I was like, I hate
that. That might have been what did the final.
Yeah.
So it actually broke it. I should have just like checked on it before you started working on it.
It wasn't an Allen key. But my thing is like, perfect example. Yesterday I was over here and I guess Symphony was trying to get something out. At the time we didn't know. So I'm just saying Symphony was doing something, but fucking banging and banging. Mm-hmm. So I looked at him, I said, what appliance in your house?
Makes me sound.
Make that sound.
I was trying to put the action in my head. Like, what should be doing? I don't recognize what that sounds like.
So it's kind of like one of those where it's like we figure out after she's trying to get coffee out of the compressor.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was the dripper from the espresso.
Yeah, you know I mean,
so I guess she was banging it like that. But something like that, if you're banging it and you're gonna hear a noise and say, "Oh shit, no, something just broke."
Mm-hmm.
There it was just like nothing happened. I was just. It was no bang. There was no grinding. It was nothing. It was just, wait, no, why is it so fucking...
Dripped.
And it was straight. It was a whole... All right.
You gotta go German engineering, man.
Yeah. Speaking of German, I went to Germany.
That's what I started this off. I was like, you got off the bird, the helicopter experience.
We could talk about that.
Yeah.
But
if you don't want
to.
Not because I just had the Leisky in J...
In Germany?
Germany. You heard it come out? I'm a spy, man. I went home. They said, fucking welcome back.
Good luck. Your whole life.
Yeah, I'm just a spy, man, honestly. I'm from Germany. But I had a cheeseburger in Germany, and that's my dealings with them.
Great cheeseburger.
That was it.
It was a piece of shit burger.
Yeah, I felt like they don't got the good burger. Eats out in Germany.
But
they do good farming. Did you see their farms as you're landing?
Who's?
Frankfurt. Yeah, hell yeah. Did you? You went? That's where you landed.
I went to Frankfurt. Yeah.
Okay, that's where I was at. Did you see the farming?
No, I just, you know.
You didn't see the farmland?
Bro, I told you about my seat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't want to bring that shit up.
You felt like you was going to a farm.
Yeah.
Like a cow on a truck.
I was a goddamn cow fucking roped up, man. I didn't want to go there, but before I leave that Germany burger talk, Germany invented hamburgers.
Really?
Hamburger.
What the fuck? Oh, all this time.
No, fuck off.
Oh, you didn't say hamburger twice.
No,
with an accent.
No, look.
Not hamburger. It's a place. It's a place.
It literally started in Germany, but the United States just took it over.
Ain't hamburger a place, though?
Huh? Hamburger is a place, but that's ham. It's like, isn't that? I don't know.
Mm.
But the hamburger was born in Germany.
So...
Evidence says
this is the patty situation.
I don't even know because I'm saying it just says I think okay you all know the states like to steal so
oh yeah you know, yeah I mean nigga you know who where they from
yeah mm. Oh you know that's what you're saying yeah simplest. So fucking evidence suggests that either United States or Germany what like United States just want to throw themselves in there United States or Germany in brackets the city of Hamburg. That's what you're thinking of. Was the first country
Hamburger.
Mm.
It's like the Brampton, like the Toronto, or like
yeah. But like Hamburg, like who said yo put Ur on there?
No, I'm saying I'm thinking you about to explain that.
No, okay, boom, here go. Was the first country where two slices of bread and ground beef patty were combined into a hamburger sandwich and sold.
Okay.
There?
Mm. There, yeah, it's going to start there.
What's up, man? Mm. They must have lost the roots.
Yeah.
You said it was a trash-ass burger?
Let me not do that. I was in the airport. It's only going to get a certain place there, you know? So it's like... I can only go a certain level there, but it was just like a very like bland burger, and it was like they said yo burger like I don't know, it was just regular.
They got
like,
salt at the airport. They got literally seasoning at the airport. And shit.
Yeah, it looked like that.
I feel like every airport you got to like put the best of what your city and your area has to offer, especially as like a connecting airport.
Yeah.
So niggas so coming through worldwide. Show you know what I mean. Nominate the best burger joints.
Mm-hmm.
Get some chicken wings up there.
And then you know they upcharge at the airport, so you're going to be...
Look how fucking sad that is.
I saw it, man. I saw it. I'm like, oh, hope that's not final destination, man.
My burger's pale. Put it on a screen. Yo, bro, it's pale.
So bad.
Yeah, your burger shouldn't need a 10.
Yo, you know what they might have did? They might have boiled that shit. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it looks kind of boiled
they
still.
They did.
A boiled burger?
Yeah. Bro, I saw it on TikTok the other day. I wish I saved it, bro.
They did.
That's when you stopped scrolling.
This white lady was boiling burgers. First, I thought she was cooking Whataburger, like the restaurant. Mm. I'm like, oh, that maybe, okay. And then I just see her put it in.
If you want
like
a
that.
healthier burger.
Bro, it's
you
okay
don't want
how
all
it
that
is.
Fat and all that.
Yeah, that's
take
how
take your
did
burger.
That.
Yeah.
Fill it up a... I guess pot full of water, boil it, and then boil their hamburgers inside the pot.
You're picking them up like potatoes.
You should never be spinning my burger, bro.
Whatever.
Yeah.
However you need.
Why is my burger in this spin?
And, you know, what it does is gets rid of all the fat. You
bro,
know,
just
the,
go literally.
Fat on the burger.
Yeah,
nah, man. I'm not listening to a fucking Gary McNeely. Who the hell are you?
What you know about burgers?
Gary. Nah, man.
Yeah, that's terrible. Damn. So that's the first... This is the first burger you...
This is my first meal.
This is your first meal.
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, man.
Damn.
Dog. Okay, so boom. We're flying with Red Bull to Wales.
Okay.
Go catch his hardline event. Red Bull. On the way there, we were booked with Lufthansa. Right?
What's that?
Sorry. Lufthansa.
The airline?
No, they're good.
Not with me, nigga.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was some hot water in Barcelona.
They left our bags in New York.
Kevin!
So, with Lufthansa, they had switched the flight and said another, like, this one of my brothers going to take you out of the jerk. Don't do that.
That's what happened
first
with
off,
my
don't
shit.
Don't do that,
Condor,
bro.
They're like, my partner Condor over here for the fuck with y'all. I'm like, no, nigga, I booked through Lufthansa.
Dog,
we talking
Lufthansa is a good like they're good. They're like if you're going over there, you're thinking of Lufthansa, you're thinking of Turkish Airlines, Emirates, you're thinking of like these cats.
Okay,
they go and tell me that Euro Air is gonna take me.
Yeah,
you just went from Jordan to fucking Shaq's.
Yeah,
dog. Like,
is that the same level as Ryanair?
Yeah, probably.
You'd be having them Ryanairs over there.
Oh, my God. The Ryanairs
What's
are crazy.
Ryanair?
It's just the nigga's first name. Just
my hair.
It's just me. Man, you know.
Yeah. Trying to ting that.
It's like.
Ryanair.
It's like how you move around Europe. You'll be flying with these cats. It's a cheaper flight, but it's going to get you there.
Yeah. It's always yellow, man.
It's always yellow, bro. Global
man.
Signal for just
bad airlines.
Sweet prices, with a condition.
Because yellow is caution. But with us.
Yeah, it's true. When it catches your eyes, it's like, oh, look, it's cheap.
We told you to fly your ass off.
Yield, nigga. You get on the plane. Like,
look both ways, man. I'm good off that.
Nah, damn.
So I'm like, you know what I mean? We're booking our flights, and I'm not like, you gotta fly comfortable if you're going out. You gotta fly comfortable up here, but if you're going that far, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Right?
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
So I said, yo, honestly, it'd be amazing if you got put in first class or like, you know, economy premium, It just give me my legs space, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no worries. Sorted. Me and Julian sorted. Extra leg room. Nice.
All right.
Well, story.
Sweet.
So Lufthansa says, yo, talk to my dog, Euro Air. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking down the aisle and Julian sits like hella early and I'm like, I got some steps to do. Like, it's not, I'm not there yet. He's literally looking to put his bag down. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I start looking at the numbers. I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm thinking bigger plane. He was 14. I was 27. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, that ain't old.
You in the class.
The general. General class right now.
Oh, my God. Duh, bathroom going to be closed, brother.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he sits down and he just kind of takes a seat quick with a fucking smirk on his face. And I knew it. I'm like, man, I'm about to get into some shit, bro. Like, I'm like, I knew what it was, man.
Yeah.
So I go there, I see my seat, and it's fucking tiny, man. And it's like, it's just like, just a regular seat, but it's European, so it's kind of tighter.
Oh,
a little bit tighter than your regular.
Yeah.
So I sit down, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to cause a problem, but I call the stewardess over. I say, yo, I think there's been a mistake. Like, I upgraded my ticket. I know I have an upgraded seat. She said, where's your ticket? I show her to my ticket. I've never felt so fucking disrespected or stupid in my life. Show her my ticket. She's like, yeah, that's your seat. I said, I fucking know.
I know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You were sitting in the wrong seat. I think there's a mistake. I think I sat in the wrong seat. Can you tell me my seat?
I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I get there's a language barrier.
Oh, she had a heavy accent?
She had a heavy accent, but if you're flying a heavy plane, like, it come with heavy duties, right?
Yeah,
like,
real deal.
This ain't my seat. I pay for up, like, me and Julia are on the same booking. I'm like, I'm trying to tell her. I was all going to show her the email, but when I seen, like, her response, I said, it's not worth it.
It's not
going to
happen, yeah.
Damn.
So I had to fucking just hold it, man, the whole flight.
To where?
To Frankfurt.
Germany.
10 hours.
To Frankfurt.
10 hours?
Yeah, man.
So Julian's in?
Yeah, he's living. He's good, man. And thankfully, like, halfway through the flight, there's a guy in front of me, and he was sitting in the exit row, and he's like, no one's coming. He's like, you can move up here if you want. But old girl was asleep beside me already, so I had to wait for her to get up. Then I moved, so I could stretch out my legs, but no TV, no nothing, just a couch.
Yeah.
And then these guys dropped meatballs off of my plate. I'm starving, man. I'm going to eat it, but
you always going to see what that plane food do, man.
Yeah.
What's this? And it's usually not that bad.
For
Euro
food.
Air? Nah, man.
Nah, man.
I felt bad for eating it, and I felt even more disgusted when I, like, we finally land, and the first thing Julian says to me, you ate that fucking shit?
He didn't. I did. I felt guilty. Yeah. Right away. I said, no. No.
What fucking shit? Why would I do that?
Bro, I was sleeping, bro. I waxed that shit, bro, and it was disgusting. But I was just, I needed something.
You need
from
something?
Them.
Yeah, 10 hours?
Yeah, for sure. But on top of that, just something to do, man. You're up there fucking twiddling or something. Yeah, shit. You just fucking just sad beef.
Yeah, that one was tough, damn, man. So then I landed in Germany and then have another bad burger. And then I got on a flight to Birmingham. Mm. Then took a 2-hour drive to Wales. And then, like, at home, that's when I got, like, 11 o'clock. And
decent burgers and wheels?
No, I had Indian food, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice surprise, man. It was a good surprise. That was my first meal all day. Imagine traveling from, we had to wake up, it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Catch the morning flight and then go to bed at 11 p.m. Wales time. We're traveling for more than 24 hours.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, yo, this is a lot.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, the Indian food was dank.
I don't know how to do long flights.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a lot, man.
The most I did was London, which I think was
5 hours? 5, 6 hours?
Yeah, I think it's 5 or 6.
5 or 6, yeah.
Brutal, though. Like, I mean, it's like a tattoo, really. You know what I mean? Once you start,
I'm going back.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going back, but damn, you were miserable, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my bones are worse than they were a couple years ago. So it's like, fuck.
There's ways for it to be nice, though.
Tell me those ways. Six. I don't think I've ever gotten up on a flight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten up.
You don't pee?
Nah.
Oh, nah.
Pee. I can hold 6 hours.
Bathroom?
Maybe to Jamaica when I was a kid, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, in my adult life, I don't know, man. That's just, it's like a movie, man. I ain't getting up during the movie.
I feel that.
You know?
So I just I don't get up. And then a lot of the time, like, people, you get settled in. People the next you get settled in. It's like, I'm not finna. Bro, I dropped my Nintendo Switch game cartridge under my seat. I'm looking for it. Can't find it. I was about to leave it there. Shorty behind me tapped my shoulder. Yeah. So, oh, thank you. Because I wasn't about to be like, hey, it's my. I wasn't about to do that.
Excuse me, I put my ass
here. I felt around for a couple of minutes. I said, yo, it's gone.
See ya.
Yeah.
That's the last of it.
I shouldn't have dropped it.
I'm not going to lie. I get bad on flights. Like, I'm usually good. Like, if I have to pee, I'll wait. And then if the girl gets up, like, the guy said, yo, move. And the girl's sleeping, I'm going to wait. But there's certain flights I'm acting a little bad still. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, my ass will be in someone's face.
10 hours?
I'm down for something.
Yeah.
If I have to, man. Like, if I'm looking for a charging port, you're seeing my back come on my spine.
I'm just there under the seat feeling everything and shit. Like, where the fuck is this plug?
And you start feeling like fucking crumbs and shit.
You gotta pull out one of these.
How long was the flight to Frankfurt?
10.
Damn.
From Orlando.
So 10
Yeah, I did.
God damn.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. A really good experience, though.
That's how big the world is, man.
Yeah.
20 hours for you to get to the other side of that motherfucker.
You're doing 8 bills per hour in the sky, and it takes 20 hours?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, man. And it's, the thought of, like, yo, this plane has to fly for 10 hours straight is, like, that's what scares me.
But I mean, it's just like any vehicle, right? You know, you about to take a road trip.
But I'm gonna pull over and stop. My vehicle could say, "Ha!"
Right?
The plane say, "Yeah!" 10 hours straight, bro. Like, you gotta think of it this way.
You can ease off the gas. Pull over, get a, you know, take a fucking break.
Right,
bro. Nah, and it has all that luggage, and I'm not impressed when they say this is a big plane and rah rah. I'm like, yo, I'm just thinking this is a bigger problem.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah,
I'd just be looking at that jet like, come on, brother, you got 2 more hours.
That's it.
Well, you be like, oh, just seeing God. That, you see the little like rust particles and shit. I'd be looking at the shit too, the door quality and shit, thickness and shit.
Yeah, man.
Anything falling off?
And it, bro, what's even worse? We're about to leave. We ended up going to Portugal, so we're about to go Portugal to Washington, then Washington back to Orlando. Mm. We're all checked in. This is a new plane. Love me a new plane.
New body.
Come new on, body.
Man.
Who don't?
But I will say something. Back that up. I was in a helicopter, and we asked the helicopter man. I'm like, hey, when did this drop? He said, oh, this dropped in 2009. I'm already thinking, I'm like, that's a little too far.
That's a little too far, man.
We need some updated shit. Yeah. But then he said, no, the old shit was busting. The new shit comes out, has problems, and... And I said, really? So he said, yo, trust the old shit that's been banging and clanking.
Trust the classic. Huh?
So I'm like, all right, I'll take that. Right. But all this new shit, man, fucking seats had me down like an octopus. But hold on. We're about to leave. And they're like, everyone's checked in. Doors are closed. And they're like, captain comes on. He says, yeah, guys, I don't know how to say this. But, you know, they always kind of stall like that. But, looks like we have a hole in the plane.
No, don't tell me that.
He says, it's in the wing, so we're just going to send some pictures to our head office and see if they're cool with this. Bro, I literally said, I'm like, yo, I'll get the fuck off this. Yeah,
duh.
Bro,
appreciate the transparency
now this is what I'm gonna do with that transparency.
Right. Allow me to be transparent with my bags. Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy.
A hole in the wing?
Like, what do you think? Head office.
Send me a picture. Let me see that shit.
You'll CC me, nigga. I promise you, I was kind of worried about that, but I was just like, I don't know. We sat there for an hour. They fixed it, and then they sent a picture, and they're like, "Yeah, you're good to fly with this." But I'm like, "This is like a 7-hour flight, so let them know our path. let them know where we're going." Like, but that was a new plane, so that's what I was kind of thinking of right when he said that. I'm like, "Damn, new plane, new problems."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need like medium new.
Yeah, medium in the middle.
medium.
Has some has some flights under its belt.
You know what I mean?
You can't buy experience, you know?
You know what I mean? A couple test runs and shit.
You know, so for sure. I can't lie. When I was coming here, I was like, man, like, I don't really think I thought enough about, like, how dangerous, like, this could be. Like, I could die up here. Sorry.
That's real. Weird,
like, that's real talk. Like, this, I'm so high in the air right now.
Yeah.
Man. According to the stats, though, man, it's more dangerous to drive your car. So,
yeah.
Thank you for saying that, man. I appreciate that.
Yo, literally, that's
the stats. Yeah.
Because niggas drive like idiots.
I guess ain't no, a lot less up there in the sky, I guess. Yeah.
And not everyone's a pilot.
True.
Real deal.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone think they're a driver.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
Get your license.
Yeah, word.
Man, I had to tell someone in Wales. I said, just because you drive don't mean you drive. Yeah. She ain't understand what I meant by that.
No, real deal, yeah.
I said, trust me. Just cause, you know what I'm saying.
If she didn't get it, she ain't supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
100.
She's all talking about, oh, I could drive better than you and this and that. I said, what does that even mean?
So you have your license. I drive.
Facts.
And have my license.
Yeah. Legally. Only the real gonna feel me though.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I wonder if, does the more legit airlines hire more legit pilots, or are they all the same?
Oh, is there like a pilot bidding war?
Like Ryanair, he not getting all you the coldest pilots in the game. Hardest. Like, he not getting the
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit. Probably, man. Because I feel like, probably for sure. Because honestly, the landing, when I landed here, was not smooth. You know what I'm saying? So if that nigga name starts circulating, that's your reputation, right? And like, some people, they won't fly again off of that. They're going to be like, I can't even, just trauma, right? Like, I watched a nigga in front of me literally jump when we landed. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was so scared. For some reason, I felt it coming. I'm like, it's going to be bumpy, bumpy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it was. So, like, I feel like you're going to have a reputation as a pilot, and that nigga's with Air Canada. He's not with Euro.
I imagine it's going to be obviously like year-long contracts, whoever said, okay, I'm renewed AC.
Type shit,
you know what I mean? I'm Air Canada. Yeah, I'm going to lock you in for a year.
Like the NBA.
I'm going to lock you in for a year.
Match contract.
Land this plane real quick. Let me see how you land a 747. I done been in some planes.
Show me your tape.
Yeah, show me the tape, and then I'm getting on.
There we go.
Do you think people complain like about bumpy landings?
Yeah, bro, I landed once. You're supposed to land back wheel first, come down. I landed nose first. All right, WestJet.
That's some spirit shit, man. Cause yo, you be seeing all them spirit videos. Bro, you just be scrolling Twitter, it's all good. TikTok, it's all good, whatever. And you're just
fucking spirit shit.
Always the same tagline. You fly spirit, become a spirit.
That's such a good slogan too. That's
literally what made me think. I'm like, there's no way they're just like getting like whack pilots and shit.
Yeah.
But like, maybe.
Yeah.
They are,
maybe,
man.
Yeah. Cause you know, you gotta think about it. If you're an aspiring pilot, like, that's your dream. You're not going to Spirit.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get there. Yeah. That's not how you're trying to send your resume. You're trying to send your resume to fucking Emirates.
Yeah. Real deal. You know, and I wonder how they like politic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's just a spirit. I'm over here with the Ethiopian. You know what I mean?
Look that up, man, because there's even like for other professions, like for firefighting, right? Like, you gotta know how to swim and shit. You gotta know how to, there's a test. You gotta tread water for 10 minutes type of thing. So there's probably some type of stress test.
Turn this plane back from upside down.
You're in the spirit dome when they say, all right, just land this plane.
Yeah, start Monday.
You start Monday.
Free Tuesday, bro. Can you start now, nigga?
And that's where you go. Sorry, guys.
We just hired him. All right, now.
And we going to Mexico.
Yo.
Dog. Yeah, no, you got to. I started paying attention when we got on the plane. They said, today, captain is Pilot Jones. Am I right?
Take that nigga name down.
All right, write that bitch down. Yeah, just in case, man.
I gotta look him up and down too. I used to not care, man. Whoever's flying this shit, like, yeah, I gotta see my pilot, see my friend.
I text my loved one, hey, it's Pilot Jones doing this shit. If I don't make it, that's the nigga, man.
And even the stewardess, like, it's a certain. I remember I had a friend that worked for Emirates, and she said it was very like clean cut. Couldn't smoke. It tested her records.
In life.
Remember? She couldn't smoke while she was like working and she had schedules. No, like even like. If she had a week, that shit couldn't be in their bloodline. But I don't know, like, well, also, this is Dubai, so I don't even think there's gas out there like that. So it's like, there's a lot of things, just nothing connected to Emirates. I don't want you come back here with that shit. That's what they said. Yeah. Like,
Spirit's like, all right, welcome to work. Yeah. Listen, we're short staff, nigga. Can you fly it? I'm actually just serving drinks.
Same shit. You get people up, right? I remember this one time. I promise you. In life, you just gotta learn things. Especially when you're traveling into the States, you're gonna start understanding that different airlines do different things. So I was slow to a Frontier and I was slow to Spirit. I kind of knew Spirit, but slow to Southwest. But my first time flying Spirit, I was alone. So, you know, there's none of the guys there. It's a little different.
You flew twice?
Where?
Spirit?
Once.
So your first and last?
Yeah.
Oh,
so my first and last, yeah. I don't even know if I made it off that plane. He's still there. But I just remember getting inside and it was the first time a plane, like it looked like a shell of a plane. Like it looked I can tell I'm in a plane. Like it was almost like a bus. Like they took a plane, gutted it, and put public transportation like seats in there, like bus seats in there.
Oh god.
You know what I'm saying?
Just stripped down. I see you're saying the shell. Okay.
Where I'm like, sometimes you'll get on a plane and it's like other things are like you can't really tell. Obviously, no, you know, it's a plane.
They get a package, the sports package.
Yeah, they get the sports truck.
Yo, that's real deal, man. You go in a sports package. Yo, this is tricked out. And then you say you go rent it. And then it's like, oh, this ain't the sports trim.
This ain't the sports trim.
You see what was missing? Well, this should be a fucking decked out deck right here.
Yeah.
Just plastic.
Seat.
It's a chair.
No overhead.
No overhead?
This.
Oh my God.
Back.
Standing up on a plane?
You just sit on your luggage if you don't pay for it, man.
Damn.
Yeah, no, Spirit was a crazy time for me, man. But we made it, man.
Word. You know what they should do?
Fucking close down.
They should like remake the Soul Plane as one of their planes, like as like a marketing. That'd be pretty cool. Like fly on the Soul. You don't think so?
Would you go?
I would. Mm-hmm. If I was going somewhere, I don't got money to just go on a plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I gotta have business.
Just take
there.
A ride.
You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, if I'm going somewhere and like that was an option, I'd ride on that. Yeah.
Yo, if it was legit.
Purple.
It was a nice plane for what it was.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was a Boeing 747. It was just CGI modified.
Need that.
But they do have them big heads and shit.
Yeah.
Multiple floors.
A plane is just way too expensive just to have as like a prop type thing, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I say no.
No, he's saying in operation.
Yeah.
Ain't no prop. Like, we going up.
Like, they just had, just decorating it. Like, I'm not saying it's like everything that's in the movie, like in the, no, just decorating it. Maybe some lore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Barbie house and fucking thing, right?
I feel that. Maybe if this came out this time around, Soul Plane was a good movie, man.
Like, this is such a wacky movie. You know, it's just wacky. Like, you know, you're not going to get like the greatest plot.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, it's like, really for it.
You watching Soul Plane, man.
You watching Soul Plane. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's the captain.
Come on.
BT gonna play that shit back to back. They still running that shit, BT?
Yeah,
hell so, I don't know, man. I've not seen the channel BT in years.
Oh, think about him. Yeah. My boy,
T.I.
goddamn.
Who? My boy Terry, man.
Oh, TP.
Tyler Perry, yeah.
Not yet. He bought it already?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're working on it?
Yeah, I think he's working on it. Yeah. The BET Awards are going off, and I saw this video about this guy. He was talking about Tyler Perry's going to buy BET, and this is what you should do, da-da-da-da. But they were saying how, like, black people need to go to the BET Awards to, like, make it grow and, like, become what the Grammys are. Like, we, you know, a lot of people, like, skip the BET Awards now. Like, it's a lesser award, and, like, that's hurting, like, the BET Awards.
But that's because how they treat them, like...
What you mean?
Nah,
you also understand they can't give you the Grammy experience because it's not the budget, not the Grammy.
It's not a Grammy, but that's all. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I always liked watching BET, but they didn't really. It's almost like BET was trying to be like a Grammy, where it's like they didn't really fucking embrace hip hop that was like coming up. Like obviously they did, but it was just like whoever had a popping song, like it wasn't really.
Mm-hmm. It was the most mainstream side of it.
Yeah, it was like it was a very mainstream side of it where it's just like
okay.
Even now, like when they banned Chief Keef from BET Awards, bro, how cool would it to be? Like that's when we were really watching BET, like BET Awards. When did it came on at the same time as something else, I remember, but it was during school and it was a certain time. I forgot what was on, but
BET Awards?
Yeah, with the performance and they'd have the cypher and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
It didn't come on like at 8 o'clock at night?
No, it came out like something was like when BET Awards
like
came out.
A pre-show or something?
No, just like something else was playing, like something else was going on. I can't remember what it was. Like not 106 in part.
Okay.
Like if it was like NBA finals going on at the same time and BET was coming out, something was going on as a kid and I'm like
okay.
That's what
flipping
it was.
Between channels and shit.
Exactly, I was flipping. But like how you gonna ban Chief Keef from BET Awards, like shit like that?
Yeah,
I mean you're the hip hop police, man.
That's what I'm saying. Just let it be what it is, man. Let it be, you know.
Right.
They had too many hands on there, but
you don't have to end up at the Source Awards and shit. Niggas getting stabbed with forks.
Yeah,
but don't.
That's
yeah,
50 Cent shit.
But we'll try, mean, yeah. But the Source was sick.
The Source
was sick. Like it had that raw feeling of like,
no, I got raw and good on that
did,
shit.
It did.
To his demise.
Yeah. I don't know. I really enjoyed the BET Awards and the Cyphers and shit like that. I think this last year that they just did, it was a really good one.
I still tap it. Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Yeah. This one was good, man. Yeah. And he brought Chief Keef back.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
For the first time, man.
Yeah, I think there's still a way to do it.
Yeah.
And get people to come and support.
Yeah.
Just keep making it better and shit. Niggas gonna keep watching. Videos are gonna circulate to watch next year.
Speaking of music, the other day we heard the Deuces remix.
Oh my god, you were there. Yeah. Yo, my memory's so bad.
And it was like, man, Fabulous, that was a rough day for him in the studio.
Yeah.
Fab? Yeah. Very, 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 very bad.
I don't really remember his verse.
Yeah.
But do we remember? Well, Deuces, I forgot how many people are on that remix.
Fucking remix. That was like probably the last remix for real.
I thought it was just him, Tiger, Chris Brown.
You see? Mm-hmm. You don't remember the Deuces
remix.
Mega mix?
The mega, yeah. The G mix.
What's the original one? What's the core? G-mix. What's the bass model?
Chris Brown.
Tyga, and then that guy.
Kevin McCall. It's something like that.
That one. Kevin, the K-Mac. One that said, yeah, K-Mac.
Yeah, a little... Dark skin D's.
Kind of D's, yeah.
What was his voice on? He was saying Deuces?
Was he rapping?
You remember him because he, bro.
Is he in the music video?
He thought he was Chris Brown after. Like, everyone was feeling this guy, Kevin McCall.
Because, like, that was literally, like, his first, like, song as far as we knew. And he was like, how the fuck you with Chris Brown and Tiger?
Anyways, the Mega G Mix had Drake, Fabulous, Andre 3000. Drake started it. Kanye West was on there. Fucking T.I.
T.I. on there.
I don't remember anyone's. I don't remember.
Bro, it's 9 minutes.
It's crazy, bro.
Look up Deuces.
Deuce Mix.
I think it's called Deuce Mix. Look.
Rick Ross is on there.
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Drake, T.I., Kanye, and the original niggas like Chris Brown.
Let me run a skim. On, it's getting less romantic. Oh, yeah. That's why I remember Drake. So you switched the song. I guess that you ain't listening. Oh, my God. T.I., this is the worst.
Yeah. Fucking T.I., man. Should have tipped his way out of the studio. Oh, ass
bitches. Yeah. The damn scientific flow.
Kanye had a good verse.
Kanye had a good verse, yeah. Wanna get the middle finger, but I got two
better. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
Drizzy voice. Man. Yo, that's a little a little rough patch for music at the time, man. It was just, but that was the shit, man. I was just, this just reminds me of wearing snapbacks and shit.
Yeah, it's true, man.
It was just, everyone was just, we were all just a little bit corny, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
It's true. This
I think as a unit, as a whole.
Yeah.
It's true.
Humanity. This is what boiling burgers sound like.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
This is real.
Just Fab's verse. Because Kanye was a grilled burger, honestly.
Yeah, I do like a bunch of floating deuces in some water. This is pieces of shit verses, nigga, all over the place.
You couldn't even explain it.
What
is this? Flipping over your burger in water?
Yeah. Nah, that's crazy.
Drizzy voice.
And Drizzy on the song. Why ain't just make.
I'd be, if I was Drake, I'd be like, damn. That's what Drake said, put my first.
He wasn't on the song. He inserted his song. It's like a segment.
Yeah.
So let me just add this to y'all's song.
The last bar of his verse, do you remember it?
Tell me.
He said, treat it like it's gum in your hair, girl. Cut it out. That's what he
said. Who said this? Fabulous.
This man, right?
F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Yo, you must have been like, bro. Tired. Yo, the deadline was coming
deadline was crazy.
You say, yo, I gotta go old, man.
You said, yo, I got a big opportunity, gang. But yo, you had to submit that shit yesterday, nigga. So we need it now,
man.
He probably only got a chance to freestyle real quick.
So
that's
bad.
Why he listened. He played Drake's Miss Me over the mic. That's what that sounds like.
Like Fab, so he's so much better than that.
Andre had a really good verse. Yeah. Andre's not gonna do anything
else.
You know what I mean?
I want to say that this is like one of his last things before he went. He went
Deuces mix. And he said Deuce. Ah, he's so poetic.
Ooh. To the game.
He's so poetic. He said Deuces to the game.
Three Stitch.
We were chilling at a spot where we're watching the finals.
Semifinals.
It was the last game of the Heat, Game 7. So big vibes.
Big vibes, man.
Big vibes over here. Pizza, wings, game is set. You know, we're all here chilling. This is not my space. It's always important to control your space, control your ear. You just got to control your space.
Mm-hmm.
If you're inviting me to your house, I don't want to think about music. The vibes has to be set by you.
You curate the environment. Yeah.
Curation. We're just chilling, and I guess, like, I don't know, just the vibes weren't. There's a lot of different people there. I feel like the main householder, he didn't know where to go with the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, I think some fucking, this was playing, so I should tell you a lot.
This is where y'all heard Deuces.
Deuces is playing.
Someone played it.
Played it. That's what we're saying. So we're all there. We're
just caught on the radio.
No.
The remix. The whole 9 minutes on the radio. Hey, that's serious XM for sure.
Bro, but we're just there, and I kind of heard Drake's part, and then I forgot the song, and I was like, wait, who else is on here? But it was also a question of who else is on here, and when's he going to change the song?
It was a nice treat, though. Like,
it was a good treat.
It was like, I don't know who's coming next. I can't remember. You
little time capsule.
Maybe that was the vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like, yo, you know what? Let me take these niggas back.
Word. And I've listened to it since then, so I can't be mad at it. So,
Couple bonus streams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did it, man. I guess he set the vibe. Maybe I'm hating.
In the moment, we was looking at each other like, what the fuck?
Threw on the Deuces remix.
Shout out Chris Breezy, man. Fuck. What a return, man.
Oh, that's facts.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, remember, this was fan of a fan mixtape and shit. This was that period.
Oh, you was big on that shit. This guy used to love when Chris Brown and Tyga
linked up. They linked up. The light-skinned brothers, man. They linked up.
I loved Chris Brown, man.
Them times I was so mad he was rapping. I'm like, bro, stop all this rapping shit.
All the rapping shit.
You're like, oh, man, trust me. Shit slaps.
Yeah.
Fucking Bear Monkey Beats and shit.
Jello beats. Monkey Beats.
Let me. The Bear Pots and Pants. And then Chris Brown, you wanna fuck? And I was like, what?
The nigga said Monkey Beats, and I knew exactly what he was talking about. That's crazy.
Oh, God. Chris Brown had some wild lyrics of, like, on Fan of a Fan. But I can't. No, it wasn't Fan of a Fan. Oh, there's Fan of a Fan, the mixtape, and then the album.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because this was the original one I remember. This one I was bumping. The mixtape was sick. Because in the album, it had a couple songs, but it was just too, like.
Yeah, they had to clean it up.
I can tell the label got into it and said, yo, let's do this, but.
We can't have
it. It had some fucking tunes. This one had A.O. on it.
Remind me. Which one?
I'm not going to sing it. It's, I was about to. Hey, yo.
All my ladies in the club, when you pop up with the dubs, and you speaking like.
Hey, I'm not gonna sing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bitches and Marijuana with Schoolboy Q, that was huge. But Ayo was the biggest song on there. Yeah. 349 million.
I didn't know.
I do remember this shit.
Yeah.
This was a good slapper. But yeah, it's crazy because sure. Ayo sounds a lot like Go Crazy. But obviously, Thug is gonna give you that different type of vibe. But even like the whole like ding ding ding.
Oh, but that's DJ Mustard.
This is Mustard, right? Nah, DJ Mustard wasn't even alive yet.
He definitely was, nigga. What are you talking about?
This is
about?
DJ Hines, nigga.
Yeah. That sound like a mustard ass beat. Yeah, man. That sound like a mustard beat. I ain't gonna cat. Knick Knack and Mark Cragen.
Chris Brown's just a fucking genius at making like songs like this. Cause even Loyal was so, he has way too many songs. That's just like, yo.
Question.
Even Tyga, man, got that little party song for me.
Yeah, Tyga had it down. That's why that link up was crazy. Cause Rack City already dropped.
You right, yeah.
I just gotta let you know, right?
I think it took Rack City already dropped, bro. You guys were Last Kings?
No. We hit the store though.
The twins did.
Yo, they were heavy on. No, yeah, they was fucked.
Yeah,
they used to throw them
Kings.
No way.
They're in it. Yeah. Man. They're
the
in
Tiger
it, man.
Riz was strong for that. Yeah. Jeez, fuck.
I remember Trevon because his name starts with a T. He's like able to call himself T Raw.
Yeah,
and I literally remember word for word. It's because I'm kind of jealous. It was Dwayne's. I'm kind of jealous that this guy gets to call himself T-Raw.
Like, bro, because it was Tyga, Snapbacks, Tisa.
Tisa was tough.
But it was that one. Tisa was like, yo.
Yeah.
And Tyga was like the fucking, the you know what I mean? The beacon.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still pumping?
Beacon, yeah. They probably just sold, so this is Culture Kings. And then, this is.
We went twice. Once it was there, one time it was not. So yeah, they
definitely
because he got a big location. But the thing is, Tyga's really controlling the internet, the early internet. Mm-hmm. So it's like that shit was able to sell, and then they did the leopard print. Last Kings came out when Pink Dolphin was out, Popular Demand was out, Tisa was out.
Popular Demand.
It had a chance to like, and it was thriving because the location that he had in LA was
on the corner, right?
Crazy one.
Yeah, I remember it was huge, yeah.
Yeah, man, but
different time.
That's actually where we saw Chief Keef.
Yeah, I was actually scared still.
Yo, that's Chief Keef. You should go say hi.
You guys said something to him?
You heard the song.
Yeah.
No, I feel you.
Bro, yeah, even one time when we met Earl on Fairfax, turns your geek Tyler Crater, they ran up to him and say something. I'm like, bro, let me walk away before you go do that. Right. Like, cause I wasn't with that shit.
Yeah, it was so stupid, bro. He was like, we saw Tyler. We're keeping it chill and shit. We're in the store. We're in the, what was it? The golf store.
Golf store.
It was like a pop-up at the time, maybe a few months long or whatever.
Yeah.
So me and Tron go in there, you know what I mean? Well behaved. And then Dwayne's just like, walks up to Tyler with his phone, and Tyler's just chilling with his friends and shit, and Dwayne's just recording him. He's like, why are you recording me? He's like, I'm from Canada, my nigga. And he's like, I'm from Canada. And then skated off. And then like, you're so, why are you doing it? And then he's at home. He's like, so you're like, I don't have the video of Tyler. You guys don't. I'm like,
Oh, no.
You can't be doing that, man.
Yeah, you can't be doing. Like, if you go up and have a conversation, I respect you.
No, bro. He's just like.
But just straight phone off you the got rip. Him.
And you know what era this was of Tyler Crater? This is like.
He'll fucking spin on your phone.
Yeah. Like, that was like that era where he just made Goblin. Like, all this came out. That's 24.
I don't know about Just Me, but this shit was definitely blown up.
No, it was all, it was.
Living 12.
Yeah, fuck, it was around
13.
It's like before Earl went away. So it's like, that was like prime.
Oh, so Earl was, okay.
But dog, seeing Earl in
2011.
2011, yeah. Anyways, that shit was crazy. I already gave Tyler the headbutt of like, okay, you see me, I see you, mom. I'm moving on. Like, you know, congrats on your story. You know why I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's not get too crazy about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Dwayne, man.
Respect, man. Fucking feel that.
Fucking Dwayne. The same man that tried to fucking run across the street and get nicked by a car because he thought he saw it.
Rocky, like,
the same guy.
And then, Chief Keef drove by.
Bro, you'll get fucking shot. You can't do that. Like, bro, I wouldn't, yeah.
You just thought it was like amusement park.
And, you know, for LA, before you go, that's kind of what it feels like. All right, pitch, what you think at.
But that's what we, I'm like, yeah, this is true. You see them all over the place and shit, but you just like, it's how you act. Like, you're not just for like sure, in yeah. some made up, like, you just,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just run up to people any type of way.
And it ain't anything of like, oh, you're too cool to show them that you're a fan. Nah, it's just how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Respect and personal space and shit.
I would tweak out because, man, the day we saw Sandy, man, I was like,
really?
No way. We tell that story.
Sandman?
And probably we tell a lot of stories, man.
At Cat's Deli in New York, we went to go see Uncut Gems, or Uncut Gems screening party was going on there. But we didn't, we're just linking with a friend, and he was just like, yeah, like, come here. We're going to play pool. And then he's like, oh, do you guys want to go somewhere? But we're just chilling a different caliber of a nigga. Where it's just like, let's just go somewhere. Maybe pop out and see Madonna for a second, where it's just like, I'm like, yo, what the hell? So we didn't know where we're going. Then when we get into the room and we're like, oh, we understand the room now. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what this is for. Then we see the Sandy man. I'm like, all right, wow, man. We said something to him though. We said something to him.
Yeah. When he came around and she was like shaking hands and saying hi to everyone anyway.
Sandy man. And we didn't say much, but he's just a quick respect.
Yeah.
Chris Rock too.
Chris Rock, yeah, adapt him up, had to.
Nice.
Jimmy Fallon was off that fucking Snow White.
He's off that,
yeah. Yeah, he was off.
Oh, fuck.
I was looking past everyone. Like, I don't know what.
We weren't there. He's just like, if I'm looking at you, in a weird way, he's looking at us, but he was looking through
you. Like, you know what I mean? That gaze.
Yeah.
Oh, he was on the night show.
He's on
the
show. Yeah. He was on something uncut.
Yeah.
Uncut White. Hey.
Yeah.
The episode is on fire.
Now, you should have your, like, maybe your feud that you're just like, yo, this guy goes kind of crazy for that, you know, artist, whatever. But Dwayne was just like, yo, anyone with anything is just
That was funny.
Nigga asked I don't even know this guy's name. He's just the white guy from the Odd Future camp. He was like, he's always modeling in the shit. He looks sick and shit.
Lucas?
Oh, I thought probably. He was like Clancy.
No, I was like the younger cat. But then he was like, yo, can I get a picture of my nigga? I said, no.
He said no?
Yeah. He just, what was that one we were talking about?
Yeah.
Which asking one? Someone that you don't really, oh, yeah, fucking.
Oh, my God.
Corey in the house?
Yellow Wolf? Yeah.
But you're not going to get that nigga's not going to tell you no. Why are you going to put yourself in that position, man? That vulnerable position.
Yeah. Nah, that's funny.
It just didn't make no sense, man. And we'd be trying to tell him chill, and it was just like, nah, man, you guys are on some hating shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro, this is out of love, nigga. You want to go crazy out here,
bro. They're talking about you, bro.
Yeah.
People did not like our Earth discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Breakdown of... What'd
I say?
It was a lot, man.
The equator is shit, right?
Questions in the equator and the Earth's core.
Yeah.
I saw a comment that said it was driving me crazy. I'm like, why is nobody Googling anything? We're just sitting here trying to guess and shit.
The thing is, I thought they would get it by now.
Yeah.
You know, you should know where you're at.
This ain't
my thing. Is I was genuinely surprised that you didn't know what the equator was.
You didn't know what it was.
No, it just I thought it was, like, what I thought it was is what it was, not what it was. So yeah, I didn't know what it was. Still, yeah.
You thought it was, you're thinking of something else.
Yeah, I thought it was like just like a super hot line.
So I watch too much anime, bro. Do not cross.
You know, which, like, yes, it'll be hotter around there because of the core, not because of that line. You know what I'm saying? So now I know, you know.
Yeah.
We here, man. Look, I haven't been in school for quite some time.
Yeah. But then they're getting mad at us for not knowing that the fucking, all the layers. I really did forget about all these layers.
I forgot, yeah.
Like mantle. Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just not brushed up, man.
Just pull up a diagram, man. Just
the Earth's layer. Yeah, the Earth's core.
You got the Earth layers. Yeah. Let's run through it, man. Just for good measure.
Yeah, the
pop that open.
We got the crust. We got the mantle. We got the core.
Where the crust at?
We got the inner core. Don't ask me because they're gonna get mad at me. The crust is the.
Okay, well, so we're talking water and land and shit first.
Yeah, that's the crust.
Oh, that's what they call the crust.
Okay,
so we're living on the crust.
Look at this, yeah. Shit, man.
So the crust is 0 to 100 thick. Yeah, no, I'm literally joking. All right, let's talk about it. The lithosphere?
Oh, that's what it is, man. Mm. So we rocking out in the lithosphere, man. It looks like that the one. Lithosphere includes the crust and the uppermost solid mantle, according to Google search.
Yeah.
And then we're getting into the asthenosphere. A little bit orange. Okay, man, fuck all this shit, man.
Yeah.
Lithosphere mantle core. Bro, thing is, you just can't know everything, man.
Yeah, you can't.
There's gonna be some things that are just like a shady. I haven't been there a couple years. Yeah. I literally haven't checked my Earth box,
my data bank for Earth shit and layers.
Like, what am I answering? Like, bro, I need to figure out how to cop a crib.
It's literally like figure out
yeah. on this Earth.
I'll tell you about that shit.
I'm trying to cop a crib on the crust.
Just get my fair share of crust, man.
Yeah, man.
Real deal.
That's all it is, man.
It's literally like going back in your grade 3 backpack and just going through your shit. Like, what the fuck is
But, bro, y'all come here and you guys understand. You guys learn things from us. Bro, let us learn things from you guys.
You look at your old notes like, nigga, what the fuck was he fucking writing?
I think it's the equator, nigga. That's the hot spot, right? You'll die. No. That's the hot spot. Yeah, you'll die. No, not that one.
What? The thing is, they're mad because I said if you keep swimming down, you'll get to the Earth's core. Is that not true, though?
I don't think that's true.
If they're gonna get to this,
I just told you to get to the mantle. Bro, you can't do that. Like, you literally can't do that.
You gotta get through the mantle.
If I have a drill. And I say, I'm going down.
If you're not going to
get there, man.
From Zabu. From Zabu.
He's going to get there. All right. Everyone relax. We need to relax. 2 seconds.
I don't think.
Let the episode breathe a little bit.
Now, if you got the drill, you go.
That's all I was trying to say.
But I don't.
It's because we're all trying to say 3 separate things. Yeah. You're going one way. Sean is asking me questions. I'm trying to tend to that.
Now you got.
Look, we're flying. I'm a noggin drill, right? I have a fucking big drill on top of my head. Okay. I say, see you later. Peace. And I dive into the Atlantic Ocean. I go fucking down, just drilling. You're telling me I'm not going to absorb some lava?
Yeah, but also someone asked, is there just water for it? Like, is there water?
Yes, nigga. Obviously,
no. There's not water forever. You got to get to something.
Yo, so, I'm not gonna let y'all tell me I'm dumb, man. I'm not fucking dumb.
So hold on.
I'm not dumb.
If I just didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit.
They're telling me.
Yo. Oh, fuck.
If I dig through all this. Geography4U.com is telling me if I drill fucking. What is it?
Hold on.
6,300 kilometers deep.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to get to lava.
Yeah.
And then if I keep going, I'm going to get to Japan?
The other side of the earth, whatever is directly below us.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, you got to be able to cut through it, right?
I'm about to literally Google that. Can you drill from one side Earth?
Literally, no, because no,
the
too
feds
hot.
Are going to come after you. Don't do that shit. Certain things you don't Google, bro. That's one of them.
They're going to kick your door down, check your basement.
Think you're fucking Dr. Doofenshmirtz trying to come up with an evil plan from Larry the Platypus?
Oh, they just made that up off the dome.
No, that's
fresh out of Germany.
Germany.
Nah, I never knew that name of the duck.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz is the evil one.
I know the face, yeah, for sure. I just didn't know he had a name. Dr. Doofenshmirtz?
Yeah, I didn't even know how to spell it. Doofenshmirtz.
That's a crazy name.
Yeah, it is, man.
I thought you said it was a duck.
No, Larry's a duck.
Oh.
Yeah, Larry the Platypus. Is it Larry the Platypus? Why is that something wrong?
Okay.
It's a duck with a beaver tail.
We can't drill through the earth. I'm just letting you know.
Who, humans?
Yeah.
Why?
It's too hot.
First of all, you have to dig through more than 8,000 miles of solid rock and molten magma. Temperatures up to 6,000 degrees.
Okay. If you got the yummy.
If that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're just saying like that. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
If you are above the elements is what you're saying.
I'm a god.
All right, say that.
And I say,
you can do anything.
At that point, regard. Right?
All right, so we back, man.
Yeah, and you see how easy it is to debunk something? Right. Oh, no, y'all can't do it. I'm a god.
All right. Yeah, you can do it.
Bro, they're telling me, planes can fly this way. I see UFOs. Yeah, I know we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, man. There's a whole side of physics we just don't understand, man. Or just, you know what I mean?
On the real, though, let's get a little serious now. Mm. That's crazy. There's a different side of physics we just don't understand. For us to say, yeah, we can fly this way, this is a way that we can stay in the air, and then this UFO just comes out of nowhere and says hits corners like this that fast. Like, that's crazy.
Well, apparently the UFOs that the aliens make are just solid, just one piece. Mm-hmm. But then like the man-made joints that we like reverse engineered and then made ourselves are like components, like pieces, the way we do cars and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So there's just solid metal. So niggas be like, what the fuck? What about the windows? Something about physics where it's clear to them, but not to us, not from the outside.
There's no, not even a little window.
And they're just fucking sitting down. And it's just like a chair, no gears, no controls and shit. Based on Bob Lazar and shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those niggas can drill through the earth, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then y'all gonna come back to me and say, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Geography teacher.
Real deal. What's up with shaking ass in the deli? What's that about, man?
Oh, fucking Ice Spice?
Yeah, it's just, I thought it was just a...
For sure.
It's gonna be more butt shaking than delis worldwide.
Yeah, for sure.
Goddamn. Mm. How annoying would that be, trying to get you a little sandwich?
I wouldn't mind.
As long as I get my order.
As long as they don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing in my sandwiches shit.
How long is Ice Spice gonna shake ass for, though? That's my question.
Oh, brother.
Bro, could go on for years and years and years.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it, because Megan Thee Stallion came shaking all this ass, and like, she's not really shaking like that anymore.
But she ain't dropped nothing. When she dropped,
She's gonna drop it with some dropping too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, that's and I think it's just a thing that a female artist has. You know what I'm saying? Men, I feel like we had like the violence and, you know, we had our
cool hats and shit.
Cool hats and shit.
Yeah.
Them is, you know, the freedom.
It's dancing.
Dancing and shaking their ass, and that's what makes other women feel
empowered. It's empowerment, man.
Yeah. I like it. I'm chilling. You know, I like looking at some butts.
Yeah, I just you know, just to see the video of everyone like being held up on sidewalks and shit, and she's just like there in the middle just doing the performance and shit.
So awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I always just feel so awkward. Like, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment just because all of, and obviously it doesn't sound as sick without, like, you know, the real music.
Yeah.
Like in the music video. So it's just kind of quiet. The music's playing. Just,
yeah.
Trust me.
This shit is crazy.
I mean, just like more. You run out of shit to do. It's like, yo, I don't know. Just fucking.
Oh my God. Yeah, the director. Get him, Spice.
I'm like,
do something else. Something. Hey, nigga, this is all I got.
Shaking ass on the deli, man. Fuck.
You said you're shooting with Sahil, and he's like asking for more stuff.
Yeah, yeah. was like, yeah, man, go feel it out, man. Dance. And like, that was the first shoot. And like, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to let him direct me, but I felt silly doing it. I'm not gonna cap. Felt silly doing it, and that's you know, that's music video. People are walking by and shit,
just walking their dog. And
that's
exactly it, dog.
I don't know how long I can do it for, especially if I'm just fucking shaking ass in front of everyone, just kind of watching this like this.
I'm just like, I actually need to buy bread right now.
Yeah.
My nonos.
She's sick. So.
And the worst thing is, like, with songs, it's like the intro, you're not really doing nothing. Like, you waiting for the verse and shit to start, but like, they film from the top. True. And you just stand there, like,
ready for the beat to drop, you know, and shit.
You realize that everybody's looking at you, and then all right, the verse starts, and you try to just look at the lens the whole time.
You just gotta zone out, man.
The best videos are the ones that don't disturb anyone, man.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, embarrassment, honestly, if we like do a deep dive on it, like, it's really not even real. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's literally your response. No, it's not. I thought about it.
It's really not even real. Like, trust me, what you think people are like looking at it and they're like, ha ha ha, they're not. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's a real deal. Because even just, I think it depends on how critical you are about people, but maybe that's a response to how critical
you
are on yourself. Yeah. Because you might know, I'd be looking at, hey, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. What the hell? So that means niggas must be doing that shit to me.
But also, a nigga looking at what you're doing or whatever, it doesn't necessarily mean like they're looking at you negatively.
Yeah.
They could just be interested in what you're doing in that moment. But your mind just goes to, oh my God.
It is, man. Totally is. Because somebody just right next to you, grew up with you, same story, could just like walk out and do something that you feel like you can't do.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, these niggas are so loud and proud. Don't care. Yeah.
Doesn't exist, bro.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Yeah, I said it before. I don't really get embarrassed much.
What?
I don't really get embarrassed. Like, when was the last time you were embarrassed? I can't think of the last time I was embarrassed.
Probably laugh and fart at the same time. That's pretty embarrassing.
Speaking of whales, man, I love you ever hear people talk quid? 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 I love quid.
I love to spend quid.
Mm, yeah.
It only cost me $5.
Yeah, no, they're banging that quid out there.
Spending loot at something else. Money? Dollars?
I'd rather spend quid.
Y'all drop $5 on that.
I'm going to start saying, it's about $50. I'd do it for about $20.
Man, let's tap into the Discord, man. Mess with y'all here. What we got, man?
Are those old?
Yeah, 2022. Just grab me a recent one. Oh, yesterday, 2:49 a.m. from Miles Not Yards. Smooth.
Nice.
Artistic inspiration. 39 seconds.
Y'all following the rules.
What's going on, Random Order? I got a question for y'all about artistic inspiration. Now, me being a big music guy, I love listening to music and tracing samples back, because that allows me to not only find more music that I'll know and I enjoy, but expand my tastes. Now, that being said, where do you guys draw your inspiration from when creating your own art? Because you are content creators that I respect the hell out of and always enjoy watching. So I know following those samples back, I'll be able to find more stuff that I'll enjoy. And I'll be on my own eagle path.
Nice. Real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long answer.
Because
there's a lot of places that we get comedy from. Personally, what do you think, Jermaine?
Shit. It's all types of elements, man. Because there's the comedy element, but then there's like the production element. There's like the, obviously, the editing element. There's like the your choice of music and shit.
Yeah. To name a few, like, there's a lot of obvious few ones that we like Traveling to Stars with Action Bronson. And
oh,
Friends.
Absolutely. What am I saying? Yeah,
that's
of course.
A huge editing inspiration. One of the cores. Yeah, Dave Chappelle for Sketch, Chappelle Show, of course. Mm. YouTube wise, Roll Safe was a big inspiration. Just to, I don't know, that one's gonna be inspiring in many ways. Just to watch it and like try and recreate like another vibe of paying homage to, you know, your whole city, your whole town,
right?
While at the same time keeping a I guess like a certain level of realism, you know. Like, it was just him walking around doing nothing, like documentary style. Just gave you more ways to think of like how to deliver comedy.
Tim and Eric was also big on the green screen stuff, which I go back to a lot. For some green screen commercial examples and shit. Work on green screen is super, literally, pretty much everything was on green screen. Super fucking wacky shit. Way back when. But yeah, definitely Action Bronson.
Heavy, yeah.
Traveling with the Stars.
Yeah.
Even his type of comedy, too. Like, just
him as a whole. Yeah, like, for real. Him funny. As a whole.
Certain people are just funny, and like, you understand how they kind of make jokes. That'd be inspiration. You get inspiration for everywhere, man. Honestly, there's a lot of like Black Monday was a good inspiration for just a different style of comedy. While, you know, again, trying to deliver comedy in a serious space.
Yeah,
that's a good show.
I like Nathan For You. That definitely left a mark on me.
Sarcasm and satire.
Yeah, the dry. Yeah, like, I like the dry tone.
That's a dry rope wing right there.
Yeah,
that's a dry rope. Dry wing, rope. Man. Like, Chappelle Show is wet. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Nathan For You is like, wait, what is this? Oh, fuck, I get this now. Okay. You know, like,
what are they? Is that satire? Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Deadpan, kind of.
Yeah.
Just a lot of empty space. Like, I think, man, comedy can exist in so many different places. Like, you have just styles of, like, you know, a lot of breathing room. So they'll tell a joke and you just kind of leave like that dead air, and it's just like, wait, why is that funny? I don't know. Like, Nathan For You was that. The Office, like, you know, a different style of kind of just sarcasm, but you don't know if this guy's serious, and just playing such a character and playing that character well. Because what was really The Office? It was nothing, man. It was paper company, man.
Bunch of foolery.
Yeah, it's true.
Bunch of characters in one room.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because we can come up with a style of comedy that no one's ever seen before, you know?
I think that's the beauty of it, too, man. You just take a bunch of shit, a bunch of inputs, and then, like, what you have is just your influence. And then you're making something new. Like, you're just mixing a bunch of shit that normally wouldn't be mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then people take from you, and then that turns into something new.
Art recreates itself.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
Amen.
That's, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I take inspiration from the random order editors as well, man. Yeah. Do some little thing. Oh shit, hell yeah, man. That's a good idea. Oh shit, like, that was really good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just taking inspiration every day. Yeah. Any chance I get,
it's
for real.
It's a fact. You never know where it's gonna come from.
Yeah.
Literally.
You gotta be a sponge, man. You gotta soak shit up, mm-hmm, and then recreate it in your own way. Cause man, someone else gonna, you leave drip for everyone else to soak up.
Real talk, man.
Yeah, that's why people are bugging, saying, "Oh, they're gonna steal this and do that." But yeah, they can't steal what you did. Like, it's, you did it already.
No, you literally can't recreate that.
You can't recreate.
They could do their own thing or their own. Mm. Sometimes, nigga, you will. Yeah, some people on YouTube will literally make the exact same video word for word.
Yeah,
like Mr. Beast. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of people that just like literally copy him exactly. Mm-hmm. Exact. So
yeah,
they'll be doing that shit. But
but you gotta understand, there's niggas that are doing that in like TV and shit, where like, you know, MTV Cribs drop, and now there's YTV.
Yeah, that
Cribs
is common practice, man. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So
you're,
it's
right,
like, you just figure it out. Doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it right. But it's like, it's even music. Travis Scott comes out with a sound, then this guy comes out and he's a Travis Scott 2.0, but it works. Remember when Future came out and then there's Designer, mm-hmm, and everyone's like, wait, whoa, do we fuck with this or not? Because it was still hard, but you're just going to know who the originator is when you're doing it like that. When you're doing it in a tasteful way, it's different now, because it's like, I can't really say this is all Future. This is a lot of like different drip. So it's a techie situation, but you know, yeah. Good question. I
like that. All day, man. Listen, man, what a wholesome episode.
Yes, sir.
This has been Random Order Show, episode 146, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Lock in, tap in, man. To get them talents out, man. Tapping the buttons, man. Them like buttons, man. Jumping the keys, man. Like Alicia Wood. Yeah. All day, man. Get active. Jump into Discord, man. We're going to get back to answering y'all questions, hearing from y'all more on the show. Shit, man, we gotta lead the people with something, man. Shit, let's see, man. Shit, let's talk about lead something for the people who maybe, you know what I mean, they may be stuck at the back of the plane, man. They may be stuck at the back of the plane, not an ideal seat, long flight, but they gotta hold it down, man, and make it through.
Man, oh, man. Sean, you got something for them? You was just on a plane.
Oh, man. Like life lessons and shit?
Yeah, just a little something for them, man. Just a nug to make it through that long, painful flight, man.
Man.
Do drugs.
To get... Nah, honestly, I don't, man. I just... You know, it's just think about where you're trying to go.
Yeah.
Think about the destination, man. I
was trying to say something like that, right? Yeah. Yeah. You ain't gonna be on the plane forever, man.
Plane gonna land, baby.
Yeah, the plane gonna land, baby. Yeah, yeah.
This too shall pass, man.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.